Okay, and we're coming back into the third hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and I am struggling today. As you know, I'm struggling all the time, but we've lost our guest today, key man Jim Lee. He was to be on the middle hour, but I don't know what happened. And I'm just reading through his website here on chemtrails and global warming and geoengineering. But he has one... I was relying on him to do this, but he knows it all by heart. And it said, the Haida Salmon Restoration Project, dumping iron in the ocean to save fish and capture carbon. Now, that sounds bizarre. It says here, in mid-October 2012, ETC Group, working with partners, uncovered a large-scale, unauthorized geoengineering scheme that had been carried out in July, 300 kilometers off the west coast of Canada, close to the islands of Haida, Hawaii. We discovered that this ocean fertilization scheme, which involved at least 120 tons of iron dust and iron sulfate being dumped into a highly biodiverse marine ecosystem, appeared to have given rise, at least in part, to an unusually large plankton boom. We also learned that the principal actor behind this large dump of iron was Russ George, formerly CEO of Planktos, a company that had attempted to dump iron into the waters west of Galapagos Island and the Canary Islands in 2007. Its ETC group view this activity violates at least three international moratoriums established through the IMO's London Convention and the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. Okay. The ETC group brought this news to allies from the indigenous Haida Nation as well in Canada, First Nation tribe people in Canada, as to a journalist from the Guardian newspaper who broke the story on October 15th, as countries were meeting at the 11th conference of the parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity, oh my God, in India, where ETC also directly informed the world's governments who were negotiating on geoengineering oversight. The news prompted shock and alarm from the marine science community, governments and civil society, and also from many of the residents of the Haida Gwaii community on the west coast of Canada. The links below represent a partial record of the media's reporting and scientific and official response to this large real-world geoengineering system scheme. They are arranged by date. Record of the media reporting and scientific responses. Okay, well, the following list is world's biggest geoengineering experience violates UN rules. A controversial American businessman dumped around 100 tons of iron sulfate into the Pacific Ocean, part of a geoengineering scheme off the West Coast of Canada. We've covered that. Geoengineering violation and illegal iron dumping. Well, these are the reports on that. Hey, okay. Let's run back to another story. Similar to this, the thing is, it's going on all over the world. Many, many governments are involved in this secretly, and they are causing shocking pollution and interference with weather systems on a shocking scale. So these global warming flunkies know virtually nothing about this. And it's a major, major thing that has to be brought out. I'm doing it in a very fragmented way today, but another one, stratospheric particle injection for climate engineering, SPICE, and this header here, he's writing about this, this other experiment, this is one of the other experiments that have gone on. This project had attracted a forceful protest campaign from NGOs such as Friends of the Earth and ETC Group. A petition signed by more than 50 organizations was handed in the same day as the decision to pause the project was announced by ERC. They objected to the project in part because they feared that a Plan B approach of engineering climate will offer politicians an excuse for not taking tough decisions on reducing greenhouse gas emissions from burning fossil fuels. So people are like, this convoluted. Anyway, this doesn't explain this very well. You would need videos and graphs to really explain this. I'll go back on another story that might be okay for an audio broadcast. Aluminium, barium, and chemicals explain just the facts. Straightforward pieces like that. And it says here, aluminium from the 15th of March 2015 on the site climateviewer.com. And it's headed aluminium, barium, and chemtrails explain just the facts. Okay. I have been researching chemical phenomenon for over 3 years, and now I am constantly asked the same questions. So to alleviate much personal grief and provide a singular source of accurate information, I have created this FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, for you to share, challenge, debate, and hopefully contribute to. So anyway, the first one, let's see how I'm going down the site. Yeah, there's a group of stuff to read out here. I'm navigating this on my own, extremely. Okay. Here we are, number one. There's barium aluminium in the chemtrails. True. Take a look at the IPCC's report and you will see the confirmation that indeed barium and aluminium are indeed in the exhaust plumes of jets. Aircraft jet engines also directly emit metal particles. Their sources include engine erosion and the combustion of fuel containing trace metal impurities or metal particles that enter the exhaust with the fuel. Well, that's a very small part of it. Metal particles comprising elements such as, well, the names of these chemicals, A1, T1, CRFE, are estimated to be present in the parts per billion level. Well, metals have been found in residuals and cirrus and contrails. Ice particles, their number of associated mass are considered too small to affect. Okay. Aluminium, titanium, chromium, and nickel also in chemtrails. The facts are simple. Exhaust and jet fuel tests are done in labs. These tests do not represent real-world conditions, are you sure? These tests are not randomized. With over 110,000 flights per day and billions of gallons of fuel burnt yearly, every part per billion of metal sprayed overhead matters. Thus is a major cloud condensation nuclei. Latest research is finding that cirrus cloud seeds are predominantly man-made metals. 110,000 flights a day. And he's saying here, Jim Lee again, I spoke to an EPA hearing on the pollution from jet aircraft and pollution. I'll point this fact out. We need a real-world randomized test. I just see if this was... an audio here that wouldn't be good enough to connect up here. I'm not curious for that. Anyway, we'll move on. And HARP, which most people know about, this HARP, based in Alaska. I think it's been superseded by the other technology, which was part of the geoengineering carry-on. And geoengineering weather modification exposed. We'll see what's in this article here. Most extensive research on geoengineering and weather modification experiments worldwide with air articles, maps, timelines, and fully exposed the hidden world of weather control. Started on this page. For the unknowns, prepare yourself to be shocked. Okay, this page is a table of contents of Jim Lee's research on geoengineering. All the information on this page is backed up by references used by trolls and geoengineering lobbyists alike, and is the most accurate literature on who's controlling your weather, why they are doing it, and where. For the uninitiated, prepare yourself to be shocked. For you veterans of the climate engineering axis of the world, our articles, maps, and timelines will answer many of your burning questions and help connect the dots. As the media distributes geoengineering propaganda in a political climate ruled by fear, the Lord of Weather, Geoengineering Lopius, are suggesting coating our skies with sulfur, aluminium, titanium, and diamond dust to block the sun and cool our planet. How insane is that? While acknowledging that geoengineering solar radiation management will alter rainfall patterns worldwide and likely kill people, the Lords of Weather, as he calls them here, ignore the cold, hard facts. After 60 years of cloud seeding, nobody has ever produced any proof of its efficacy. Billions of dollars are spent worldwide altering clouds with sulfur iodide and other chemical nanoparticles, despite the fact that cloud seeding likely does not work. Even worse, all of the separate cloud seeding programs worldwide could be altering our weather in dangerous ways. Of course they are. And ways where the butterfly effects of aggravated clouds destroy property and end lives. Even the CIA is worried. They're worried, are they? About weather warfare, despite numerous lawsuits over weather modification activities, most losses are blamed on nature, as there is little transparency or accountability. With the cloud seeding's terrible track record, how could anybody support geoengineering, SRMs, whatever that is, uncontrolled global weather manipulation? To make matters worse, Bill Gates' geoengineering money is also funding hurricane hacking efforts, blurring the lines. Yeah, where they can move hurricanes from one spot to another to attack a country. And so geoengineering the sky has been a worldwide phenomenon since the start of commercial aviation. Ships and jet aircraft are covering our skies in man-made clouds. Despite 60 years of jet planes and making clouds, aviation-induced cloudiness, persistent contrails, contrail cirrus, and aerosol cloud interaction are barely understood with today's best supercomputers and are not properly accounted for on the IPCC's model. IPCC. Well, the IPCC in Britain were caught red-handed falsifying all the data on climate and global warming. They are an absolutely disgraced organization, and they are feeding all the information into the UN rules about this, and NASA has signed up to this game as well. Again, we've got criminality right across the spectrum, and this is going on and on and on and causing pollution and illness in people left, right and centre. Yeah, the aviation industry knows this, and the jet aircraft produced contrails are now being actively experimented on using two main concepts: doping jet fuel with sulfur and cirrus cloud seeding to melt these clouds away. Contrail cirrus clouds trap heat and likely are a greater threat than CO2. So scientists are experimenting with jet biofuels and flight routing to engineer clouds that could cool the planet. This active experiment goes on every day over your heads, with over 100,000 flights per day worldwide and zero accountability. Well, that is one of the major points I wanted to make here today about this. Space weather modification is also gaining more publicity. When upper atmospheric nuclear explosions were banned back in the 1950s, the U.S. military still hell-bent on replacing our fickle ionosphere with something more reliable, decided to dump millions of needles in space to create their own. The West Ford Needles Project failed, and to this day, millions of needles can be found floating in space or buried in ice at our poles. Next, the military began using sounding rockets and satellites to create heavy ion clouds in space by dumping barium, strontium, and sulfur hexafluoride into our ionosphere. Military radio technicians could heat these chemical releases in space with the ionospheric heater at Puerto Rico, CRR map. Today, the top ionospheric heater worldwide, HARP, fires electromagnetic missiles into our Van Allen belt and scrapes out radiation using the very crystallis effect, very technical, learned back in the 1950s. Nuclear blasts dubbed radiation belt remediation. Oh my God, it's been very technical. But anyway, the military capability of these ionic heaters, with the Russian government going as far as to say HARP could have a negative impact on the mental health of people populating entire regions. Despite these dire warnings, the practice of heating chemical releases in space just is not just a conspiracy theory. Okay. But it's going on at a pace. I've got the list of articles here. He has, I'm trying to read out a simple, straightforward one that's not too technical. Patents on my geoengineering weather modification patents. The CDC, here we go. Geoengineering and weather modification patents. From March 2014, Jim Lee. There's all sorts of technical drawings. This listing of geoengineering and weather modification patents is far from complete and will be updated occasionally. Please submit patent by leaving a comment on this page or contracting me via one of that. Weather modification patents. Going back to 1891, method of producing rainfall. And patent number 04697, 1914, rainmaker patent. 1917, protection from poisonous gas in warfare. Well, if the government taking out these patents. 1920, process of apparatus for the production of intense artificial cloud. Fogs and mists. 1924, composition for dispelling fogs. These are all weather modification patents taken out by mostly the U.S. government. 1927, process of producing smoke clouds from moving aircraft. 1928, process of producing artificial fogs. Fog in warfare, or the fog of warfare, as they call it. 1932, long patent number, atomizing attachment for airplane engines. 1933, electrical systems and metal spraying. 1934, airplane spray equipment patents. 1936, skywriting apparatus. But methods of dispelling fog, 36. Process. Oh, my God. Anyway, good. The list is endless, endless, endless. Hundreds, hundreds, hundreds. Right up to, and it'll keep taking out these patents. And 2009, water alteration structural risk management or ecological alteration management systems. Well, I don't know who'd be fighting the patent or opposing them. They can just keep naming this crap all the time. Anyway, I'll probably give this a rest. We need somebody on, like Jim Lee, to walk us through this in layman's terms. But it is worth going to this comprehensive site, climateviewer.com, and it is very comprehensive and very detailed. But we need, and the graphics are outstanding, stunning graphics. And a lot of it is by video and interview. That's why it's probably not suitable or a radio program. We need somebody to talk us through it. But there you go. Okay. Let's go back to the list here. Yeah. But we'll come back to that when we have our guest lined up the next day. And I've so much of the stuff here to separate it out. I go back to what I had a background information today. Anything cheerful? Not a lot. The spread of with this carry-on of Amazon. Well, it'll just be this one here. Famous. I was bashing Amazon in Australia, but this Bezos is a vile creature. From the world, he's now built world very soon. Wealthier than Bill Gates. Anyway, we're coming up to the first break of the third hour. We should be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Break at the third hour, and we've been reading through a lot of technical stuff today, including that batch of stuff there on probably sounded very fragmented on geoengineering and chemtrails on my own, and I don't know my way around this subject. But anyway, we lost our guest today, Jim Lee, but maybe we get him on next week. But anyway, all of this and all, a big part of this geoengineering again is warfare and money. Behind all of this carry-on, farm industry, and et cetera, and back again to Mr. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and they're such a massive company. The statistics during the week here that five companies, Google, Apple, Amazon, and have more money than the American government. American government only has debt, but the only large organizations with mega millions of cash. But it says here, confirmed, Amazon's going all in with big pharma plans to launch online pharmaceutical sales to earn billions on drug sales, right? Well, they'll get the law changed to suit them as well. Sure. The retail behemoth Amazon, which is already being eyed by some lawmakers who were concerned about its attempt to monopolize virtually every industry the company ventures into. Well, the lawmakers, it's a bit late now. It's a bit late. It has to be broken into 100 pieces. But the latest venture is now aiming to complete dominance over big pharma, which will lead to monopolization of the retail drug market. Well, maybe if we went into what they call own brand products, beat the crap out of the pharmaceutical industry, that might be the death knell of the pharmaceutical industry. But we'd be trading one demon for another, I suspect. As reported by the UK's Daily Mail, there was much speculation within the industry that Amazon was set to enter the multi-billion dollar drug industry after the company began hiring a team and making preparations related to the healthcare industry. Well, they've already bought that Whole Foods thing, and they'd be running scans on organic food for that. CNBC noted that the retail giant believes it could rake in some $50 billion a year in drug sales and profits. The Jeff Bezos-owned company has also reportedly hired a top technology executive, Missy Krasner, a former vice president and managing director of Box Healthcare and Life Sciences Group. While her official role is not yet being defined or title conveyed, reports suggest she would be working for Amazon's Web Services, the company's cloud division. Now, the cloud division. Amazon is investing heavily in health across health across a number of different areas. And another source said Krasner. Well, that's a very good name, Krasner has been talking to Amazon Web Services for several years about a potential move. Amazon began selling medical supplies in the U.S. in May. Clients of Amazon Web Services already include big health corporations and big pharma names like Bristol Myers Squibb and Orion Health. Like he has with the online retail business, Bezos appears to be shooting for the entire healthcare market, not just big pharma, say some analysts. Related, Amazon running deceptive pharmaceutical ads on its website, promoting dangerous drugs as if they were vitamins. I would expect a market, they're quoting him here, says Bezos, I would expect a marketplace for a source for consumers to choose a doctor or service or schedule to choose a doctor as if you had choice. They're all parroting the same stuff. They're living under commercial tyranny, people. Tom Rogers, managing director of McKesson's Ventures World, a large medical distributor, in an interview with the Financial News Network. I wouldn't be surprised to see them partner with the pharmacy home delivery company first, he continues, only after they can prove they can deliver demand and make their own investments. Currently, Amazon ranks as the fourth largest U.S. business, taking in a whopping 43% of all online sales. Excuse me. Currently, Amazon ranks as the fourth largest U.S. business, taking in a whopping 40% of all online.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, coming back in from the bottom of the hour, the third hour, and we've been reading about, well, all these things, criminality, an attack, criminal attack on us by pharmaceutical industry, by the military-industrial complex, by government legislation and government organization. It is non-stop. But anyway, we're reading this latest piece. You cannot put cover what he's doing. He's such a dominant factor, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. And one of the figures here is, and that's really shocked me, I've up to date on a lot of statistics, but Amazon controls 43% of all online purchases. 43% of everything on the internet, of retail sale? Wow, that is obscene. Like Google have 68% of all internet searches. I mean, this is just woeful. We're way past the revolution to get rid of these monopolies, which are crushing us and crushing business in every way. And they're saying here, in May, Natural News reported that Bezos was set to enter the big pharma market, no doubt in a bid to become the country's biggest pusher of toxic drugs, all in a quest for even bigger profits. In 2016, worldwide drug sales reached an all-time high of $967 billion U.S. dollars, nearly a trillion, just on the $1 trillion. That's what the pharma industry have got themselves up to now. And people were never as sick. Sales in the United States alone accounted for almost half of this. Wow. On that figure, $446 billion. That's the U.S. part of that. And Amazon has been considering how it can get a piece of that pie for some time now. This isn't the first attempt Amazon has made to invade the profitable pharmaceutical market. In the 1990s, the company bought an online startup called drugstore.com, but that early attempt to penetrate the drug-selling market failed. The site is now owned by Walgreens. Well, Walgreens own the UK high street pharmacist Boots here in the UK, and they are just printing money, guaranteed printing money. Go into Boots for a prescription. Not that I do, but on behalf of elderly people. And you have to queue up, and there's five pharmacists going hammer and tongs, even in a small rural town, working flat out 8 hours a day to fill the prescriptions. And you can probably get it within half an hour. But that's the carry-on prescription mad Britain. And as I said, the site is now owned by Walgreens, but and of course the chain is a major player in the retail pharmaceutical sector. Amazon has also recently entered another industry, the retail food industry, with its purchase of organic brand Whole Foods, which has 460 stores, 9 in the UK. Some believe that the company will mate its grocery business with its foray into the pharmaceutical industry, providing in-store drug sales, an ironic development considering what Whole Foods deals in is clean food, while Big Pharma very often deals in toxic substances such as poison the body. The only thing holding Amazon back in the U.S. regulatory regime that governs the pharmaceutical industry while far from perfect, it is nevertheless a formidable hurdle Amazon must still overcome before being able to sell its first pillar capsule. And J.D. Hayes is writing this article, and it's a really good writer. And Amazon, wow. That is really shocking, carry on. And going on to the biotech industry, biotech is taking over the regulations of GMO from the inside. And it's a combined article from Natural News, a couple of writers. But they're saying here the British non-profit GM Watch recently revealed the agribusiness takeover of Conabia and the National Advisory Committee on Agricultural Biotech of Argentina. South American one. Conabia is the GMO assessment body of Argentina. According to GM Watch, 26 of 34 of its members were either agribusiness company employees or had major conflicts of interest. Well, that wouldn't be too hard in a Latino society. Packing a regulatory agency with conflicted individuals is one way to ensure speedy GMO approvals, and Conabia has certainly delivered that. A much more subtle but ultimately more powerful way is to bake approval into a structure of the GMO assessment process itself. It is easier than you might think. I recently attended an article by Jonathan Latham. Yeah, he's a regular writer for National News. I recently attended, says Latham, the latest international conference of GMO regulators called ISBGMOA 14, held in Guadalajara, Mexico. By the way, it's run by an international society for biosafety, another bunch, ISBR. When I first went to this biennial, a series of conferences in 2007, just one presentation, and the whole of 4 days was by a company. ISBR has some aspirations towards scientific independence from agribusiness. And this is a long way. I went for a second time in 2011, the same conference, and the company's researchers and executives were frequent speakers at the conference. It had become an opportunity for agribusiness to present talking points and regulatory initiatives as if they had the blessing of science. This year, Guadalajara companies were now on the conference organizing committee and even conferring conferences. Well, they've taken it over, totally. One of the interesting aspects of this GMO, this relentless drive, nobody is stopping these people. Everybody's talking about it, but there's nothing done to stop these people. Another major theme of the meeting, the Canadian approach sounds harmless, but it has the crucial property that it hands control of risk assessment to the applicant, because under such a system, everything depends on what the applicant chooses to call the trait. Imagine you were asked to review the safety of an aircraft, but the manufacturer wouldn't tell you if it was a propeller-driven or a jet. Likewise, if a submarine was diesel or nuclear-powered. The Canadian approach, therefore, by just asking what the crop is supposed to do, effectively places outside of regulation most of the standard considerations of risk or hazard. Once upon a time, risk assessment was supposed to be about what a product was not supposed to do. We're proposing a non-regulation over regulation. But it said, Monsanto presents a lengthy exposition in a plenary session of the soundness and logic of their tiered approach. Tiered risk assessment had been the subject of little scientific debate, though C, blah, 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 such a reference. But the implications of the tiered approach are profound. It is an asymmetrical system in which passing any test leads to approval, whereas failing the test does not result in disapproval. totally rigged regulation on behalf of the GMO people and Monsanto. The biotech industry has taken over all the regulation from the inside. We might as well be living in a prisoner of war camp. It's about the status most have now. But anyway, going back to California and some of the bizarre things that come out of there. And they said infections in California's in the second X article. Infection in immigrants now pushing governments to mandate more vaccines injections for citizens who don't even carry the disease. Shows the U.S. Border Patrol lining up Americans here. In the United Kingdom, all babies will be forced to receive the Infarix Hexa vaccine to protect them against a deadly cancer-causing virus. Experts fear hepatitis B is becoming a common issue due to immigration. Therefore, starting from August 1st this year, every baby born in the UK will receive 3 Hexa jabs at 4, 8, and 16 weeks. Though the main reason for the inoculation of these newborns is protecting them against hepatitis B. That is ridiculous. That is not a risk for these children, which can trigger liver cirrhosis and liver cancer. The new vaccine also includes substances to protect them against 5 other diseases, including diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, etc. According to Your News Wire magazine, the Hexajab contains Thermosol, a mercury-based preservative. If you are a regular natural news reader, then you know mercury in vaccines is damaging to the health and brains of our children. Even though the mainstream media and the fake scientists claim mercury in vaccines is safe, multiple studies are showing a close correlation between mercury doses and childhood vaccines and the prevalence of autism. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is the man who put out Vaxxed, that video, to prove that beyond all shadow of a doubt. But here's the one I was coming to. It's entitled Stupid, and it's the article saying, the state of California sued for not providing free health care to illegal Latinos. I'm here, welcome to California. But here we go. The state of California is being sued for allegedly providing 7.2 million Latinos with insufficient health care. The lawsuit, which was filed on Wednesday, alleges that California has created an unequal system of health care that discriminates against lower-class residents of the state, the majority of whom are Hispanic and mostly illegal. Essentially, the lawsuit is saying that racism is to blame for the failure of Medi-Cal, the state's health care system, the state's health care program for poor Californians to sufficiently reimburse doctors for treatments. In effect, California has created a separate and unequal system of health care, one for the insurance program with the largest population of Latinos, and one for the other principal insurer, and one for the other principal insurance plans, whose recipients are disproportionately white, say the lawsuit, which was filed by 5 Latino residents who depend on the state's Medicare system. But according to one spokesman for the California Department of Health Care Systems, the faults with Medi-Cal outlined in the lawsuit are over-exaggerated. And a spokesman, Carol Sloan, explained in an email statement that the department has not yet identified any systemic problems with patient access to services. Blah, blah, blah. But California, shocking. And then the Oroville Dam, I wish I had video links on this to show. Ewan Brown does fantastic reports on the incredible engineering they're doing to rebuild this slipway in the Oroville Dam and the size of it. It's hard to comprehend the size of it. It's absolutely massive. But they may get it done, and they may get to save that dam, but otherwise it's... But they're saying here about NASA spacecraft missions have proven that Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter and Venus have all suffered climate change without any human activity whatsoever. And it'll be an interesting video for Al Gore to show at these conferences. Say Mars is warming due to solar cycles. Well, I know, but weather cycles. Here we're headed into a cold one here in the UK. Very cold. Carbon dioxide released by human activity pales in comparison to natural CO2 release. Well, this Fukushima has killed so many fish and wildlife in the Pacific Ocean that the CO2 gases coming out of the seabed will be just shocking. And nobody could, of course, they're banning all recordings of how much it is. And the most Geiger counter readings are not allowed to be discussed in the mainstream media in America. Of course, to do that, all you have to do is contact six companies, and that is done. And the commercial tyranny we're living under. The storm patterns on Jupiter cause temperature changes not caused by human activity. Absolutely. There's a lot of these articles here. Some of the two technicals read out. Mars is warming due to solar cycles. Mars is currently experiencing a period of warming as NASA scientists recognize that the planet is exiting a series of ice ages. They give the name of the ice age. Head of space research at St. Petersburg Astronomical Observatory in Russia has compared sun cycles with climate data from both Mars and Earth. He says that the current global warming on Mars suggests that any documented warming on Earth could also be caused by these solar cycles. Now, the long-term increase in solar irradiance is heating both Earth and Mars, he says. But the three things we've been hit with in the UK, I'll say again, is that we're on a triple whammy. The Gulf Stream is slowing down and cooling down. We're in this 180-year cycle of slowdown, and also the sunspot period is reduced dramatically. But one other economic story, Bitcoin miners holding on with the debt grip. Mike Adams and myself agree on this. These currencies are absolutely deadly, deadly dangerous. The cryptocurrencies that are around. I said, in a fascinating two-part interview with cryptocurrency analyst Kevin Loughton, the Health Ranger discussed the promise of decentralization, the vulnerabilities of Bitcoin, and what the future holds for cryptocurrencies. Well, there's wild stories going on around this Bitcoin at the moment. Background on cryptocurrencies and why Bitcoin was useful proof of concept, but doesn't represent the future of cryptocurrencies. We're doing a future article, why Bitcoin is a digital flat currency backed by nothing. That is horrendously dangerous to get involved in. Why there's nothing special about Bitcoin in the world of cryptocurrencies. And he's proposing all these questions. Why Bitcoin is strictly limited from scaling up due to a huge bottleneck of its transactions. The Federal Reserve is going after it now. So how will people transact the currency? They're going to make it illegal. J.P. Morgan is already pioneering its own advanced in cryptocurrency that makes Bitcoin look slow. Why Bitcoin becoming a universal, globally used currency is a pipe dream. And it says Bitcoin has huge upgrade problems due to no central authority having control over its infrastructure. Sure, even I can understand that. Details about Bitcoin civil war and how infighting can tear Bitcoin's infrastructure apart. Sure. And how multiple hard forks, that is in brackets, could cause havoc, lost transactions and wallets wipe out. Well, every other week in the Daily Mail, there's Bitcoin's going missing and the value exploding or collapsing. But cryptocurrencies are a shocking risk. The one thing I disagree with Max Kaiser, who runs a, with Stacey Herbert, runs a big financial company.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In for the last few minutes, and I'll just finish up today with an amusing story. Really, it's unusual for this program, but it says here, it's for Natural News as well. Rhonda Johansson is writing this. They say it's true, drinking alcohol improves memory, recall, study shows. I'd say there's talking about drinking in moderation. But just read it for the sake of finishing up with this one. Drinking moderately in a social setting may improve short-term memory, says a scientific team from the University of Exeter. Therefore, booze is in Exeter, anyway. But Essex people say are very sharp, I have to tell you that. They really are. The researchers wrote on scientific reports that the overarching assumption that any form of alcohol intake is detrimental to health may need to be reconsidered. While excessive drinking is discouraged all throughout, social drinking may actually facilitate learning to a certain degree. To carry out the research, the term recruited 88 participants who described themselves as social drinkers. The group consisted of 31 males and 57 females, with an age range 18 to 53. Participants were split into two groups at random and asked to either drink as much as they like or not drink at all. On average, the group that was given free rein to consume alcohol drank an average of 4 units. That's equivalent to about 83 grams. Okay, that's not very much. Both groups were asked to a word learning challenge. The team asked the group to perform the same task the next day. They observed that the group that drank alcohol remembered more than they had learned to the other group. Professor Celia Morgan, a co-author of the study, wrote, and I wonder who sponsored this survey, probably Diego or something like that. Professor Celia Morgan, a co-author of the study, wrote on Science Daily, our research not only showed that those who drank alcohol did better than repeating the word learning task, but that this effect was stronger amongst those who drank more. She and her team are not exactly certain why or how this connection exists, but hypothesized that alcohol disrupts function in the hippocampus, the area that deals with memory, so that information is stored as long-term memory instead. The theory is that the hippocampus switches to consolidating memories, transferring from the short into the long-term memory, blah, blah, blah. Okay. These results by themselves are intriguing, as previous research has only linked the connection between alcohol and memory in a lab setting. This is the first time participants were studied in a natural setting with the people drinking in their own homes. The team also had the participants do another task, which involved looking at images on the screen. The procedures were similar to the previous ones. However, the researchers saw no statistical significance between both groups. The memory performance pre and post the drinking. But, this does suggest another factor in how alcohol affects the attention. That's the article. Okay, and. Is riding on a wave of controversy. The study is controversial, in as other medical studies have observed as a noted decline in brain function among alcohol consumers, even those who drank moderately. I can just barely hear that music. I think are we at the end of the music? Okay, we're at the end of the program. And it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution.